Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, let me introduce you all to Jill, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. And she's falling in love with a married dude. Doesn't really know what to do with it. Hey, Jill.
Hi.
Hey, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay, thanks.
So how long have you known this guy now?
A little over a year, probably, I'd say.
Okay.
How do you know each other?
Well, I work, I'm not going to say where I work, but I work in a bar, restaurant kind of place, and he comes in regularly, mostly 3 times a week, sometimes with his wife, but most of the time with his other guy friends, and everyone who works there is really friendly and my age, and we all hang out even when we're not working. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, what we do, we're like a family there. And those guys are like regulars, you know, and we spend a lot of time talking to them, hanging out with them. And, you know, it's just a sort of a friendly thing. And I've never seen any of them outside of the restaurant, but, you know, 3 nights a week is a lot to see anybody. So
are you a server
that way?
Are you a server or a bartender?
I'm usually a bartender, but I've done both. I've done everything.
And have you ever
worked there a long time. I've worked my way up and I'm friends with everybody and nobody gets hired without my permission. It's like I said, my family, so.
Well, falling in love are like pretty strong words. Have you had one-on-one with him, or you just have fallen in love sort of watching him from afar?
We've had our one-on-one conversations, quite a bit. Like I said, I'll go when I'm not working, so I've just sat with him at the bar, and, you know, we've had drinks, his friends have left, and we've talked about all kinds of stuff. And this is why I'm getting worried, is because most recently, we were talking one night, and I just, almost leaned in and kissed him, and it was just overwhelming to me, how strong a feeling it was, and it just felt absolutely like the right thing to do in any other situation, and I had to really, really check myself, and I'm starting to feel really worried about the way that I'm going to start acting around him, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose control, and I don't want to be the girl who is chasing after a married man. That's not who I am. That's not what I'm about in life. But I also, I'm not going to quit my job because I love it, and I need it, and I need to pay for school, and there's just no way I can't not work there. So I feel like I need to tell him so that I can ask him to stop coming in, because that's the only thing I can see as a solution at this point.
Why are you making your problem his? Why does he have to not go to your bar? Because,
well, it sounds like he's into her too.
Why do you get that? Where do you get that from?
Come on.
What? She said zero. He comes into the restaurant sometimes with his family.
Is he into you too?
I wouldn't say that. I don't think that he's ever showed signs that he's into me beyond.
Except
a
coming to
way.
See you 3 times a week?
Well,
there's
it's not
nothing wrong with that.
He's not there by himself, and he's not there visiting just her. Why are you putting it on him?
I'm just saying it sounds like there's a mutual attraction there. If they're having one-on-one conversations and they're close enough and there's an intimate moment enough where she felt like it was the right moment to kiss each other, that's chemistry coming from both people. I'm not saying he's done anything wrong yet, but I'm just saying
So because she feels the need to kiss him, it's his fault?
No, I'm just saying if they're having one-on-one conversations and they've gotten to a point of an intimate moment close enough that she
feels there was an intimate moment.
She felt like she, yeah.
I mean, I see where Jen's coming from. If they've been alone talking and she felt comfortable enough to lean in and kiss him, I don't think that he's being stone cold over to the side, non-flirtatious. It's not a blame on him. It's just the fact that they are creating this very dangerous situation. Can you be in that bar in a different part of the bar when he's in? I mean, like, because you're talking about how you're having one-on-one conversations with him. Well, don't have one-on-one conversations with him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody hanging out. So it's not like, I mean, the guys act the same way toward us when their wives are there. You know, it's not inappropriate. They still, act flirty and they still talk to us and, you know, their wives are friendly and it's, but...
But I'm going on what you told us about.
This is my friends, too, so this is where I go to hang out.
My comment is that you talked about having one-on-one conversations with him, going back on what Jen referenced, about you feeling the need to lean in and kiss him, which probably did not happen in the group setting. So I'm saying, can you stop those one-on-one conversations and sometimes be busy working or not go in when you're not working when he's there? Like,
I can try that, but I just feel like...
Are you going to have to?
Yeah, this is your problem.
You're going to have to, because I absolutely don't think you should say anything to him, because this is you, and you know, anytime affairs happen, like this shows the process that it takes to have an affair. Mm-hmm. Affairs don't happen just all of a sudden. People make decisions to have affairs. That's why they hurt so badly. And I think that you have now, you realize that you're tempted by him, and it has been, over the course of a year, hanging out with him and having one-on-one time with him and going in when you're not working to hang out with them. So you have to make the decisions to change that process. And then you won't do it.
I don't go in just to hang out with him. I hang out with everybody who works.
You're not listening.
Those are my closest friends. You know, if I stopped going in, that would be a huge social... I wouldn't see the people who I'm close to.
Look, you're in control. You're in control of this situation. I mean, you're not a victim here. You could go or not go.
I understand what she's saying, though, because what she's saying is not going to her takes out a significant chunk of her existence. Like, number one, she's still going to have to go to work. And number two, if she goes there after work or on days off because all of her friends work there and hang out there.
Put your big girl panties on and work there and be there while he's there and don't say anything to him about it. You're not allowed to.
Let me ask you something. When you sort of imagine this conversation going on, you know, you sort of practice in your mind what you would say, how you would say it. In your mind, what does he say back to you? What do you think he would say back to you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's why I called.
What do you want him to say back to you?
I think that he would... be grateful to know, and maybe would be a little bit annoyed, but could easily find another place to hang out with his friends.
So part of you is scared to say something to him because you'll think you'll lose him forever.
I mean, sure, but...
You're not wanting to actively stop this.
I don't want any part... of that. I don't want to be that girl.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. Hold on a second, all right? Because a whole bunch of people want to talk to you about this, believe you me. All right, so...
I want to know what you guys would say.
Did you just say, believe you me?
I did. I just turned into my grandpa.
I want to know how you guys would feel if you were the guys in that situation, because you guys are both married.
Yep.
If it were somebody at the radio station who came up to you and said... Yeah, or we're having these feelings, you know, because, I mean, it's obvious some of our interns are really all
sure,
about it.
Sure, I can see it.
Why don't you just...
I can see, by the way, they all ignore me, how much they dig me.
Instead of being, like, all hypothetical about it, why don't you just say, hey, Bert and Jeff, can you answer this question the way you answer it when it comes up?
Oh, when it all comes
up. Right.
My stock answer is this. I always want to know when there's somebody attracted to me.
If you guys were the person in this situation, I want to know your answers.
Okay, we'll answer it coming back, and we'll get your comments as well. She'll hang on. Jill here works at a bar, and there's a regular that comes in there that she's having really strong feelings for. She says she loves this guy, and she's thinking about telling him. But she doesn't want to scare him away, but she also doesn't want to lose her social group, too, that's in the very same bar. So
and
what
he's
does
married.
She do? And he's a married guy.
He's married.
Yeah. So your comments for her, we'll put you on with her next.
Listen. It's the Bert Show.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.